Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, for Fred Film Radio, today we are in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, during the first day of Filming Italy Festival 2022, and we are here with an Italian celebrity, Salvatore Esposito. Salvatore, thank you for being here.
No, thank you so much for having me.
So we are here celebrating Italian movies, Italian cinema, Italian art, after a couple very tough years. So hopefully this is going to be a year of resurrection. How does it feel to be here today, and what does it mean for you?
It was so great to be here. It was so great after 3 years of, you know, pandemic problem. But it's an honor for me to be here. I want to say thank you to Tiziana Rocca and Filming Italy for having me. It's so wonderful to stay here, to breathe hard, to talk about movies, series. So it's really wonderful.
Also, you know, we are here celebrating art and all that we said, but at the same time, at the other side of the world, actually very close to Italy, there is a war going on right now in Ukraine. May I ask you, how are you living this news? And if you want to make an appeal, like, for peace?
Oh, of course. I want to say stop this war, that it's totally crazy. It's totally stupid. So all the wars are like this. But and I don't know if in 2022, after the COVID, after a pandemic that took from us a lot of people, to start a war for, you know, nothing. It's really crazy. I don't understand why nobody do nothing for to help Ukrainian people. And I hope that NATO and European ONU and European countries can give them a help for to stop this crazy war.
Also, you are one of the very few modern Italian actors that became famous both in Italy and in the US. Mm-hmm. So you have an international leverage, in a way. How does it feel? But also, what's the secret, in your opinion, to be appealing for both the Italian and the American audience?
For me, it's to work like them, to think about how important it is to be Italian, to be to live our reality, and to come here in US and took with us the Italian style. For me, it's the Napolitan style, because I'm Napolitan. But it's really important, because they love the truth, you know. They love the real people, and I think this is the secret. You have to be yourself everywhere, in every situation, and they will love it, because our, like, Italian, we don't have to, we can be compared like everyone in US industry too, so we don't have to be worry about this.
What do you think we can learn from Hollywood, let's say?
I think it's an exchange. We can learn something, and at the same time we can teach something, because, for example, here in US, the cinema is like an industry. They work very hard, and they work in every single particular, you know. In Italy, I think that we are like a small market, and we do sometimes very special things, but we have to do a step up. We have to think about how can be our cinema like Fellini, De Sica did, you know, in the past. We have to think about how our movie and our series can be enjoyed all around the world. We don't have to think about just to our place. We have to think about to what people everywhere can love, and that's what happens with Gomorrah, for example.
So, talking about Gomorrah, you became very famous, becoming Gennaro Savastano, in a way, a character that everybody loved, even if it's a mean character. Where did you think did you take your inspiration to become such a character?
I don't. It's not an inspiration. I think it's a creation. and we, like actor, have to work with everything that happens around us, in our life, in our childhood, in our, you know, in every situation that we lived, you know. Gennaro is a creation for me of all of these, because we have characters that, you know, grow up before at the beginning is a normal guy that loves, you know, women, cycles and stuff like this, but then he has to fight against the world next to him, and he's grew up, he became a monster like his mother and his father's one. So I work very hard to be real in this kind of work, you know, because it's very very small the line between what can be fake and what can be real. So I work very hard for do it in a right way, and I hope to do it well.
Let's say a provocative question. Of course, Gomorrah became super famous all over the world. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that portraying that part of Italy in a way puts Italy in the wrong spot? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, of course, violence and mafia, it's a real thing. But don't you think that a show like this becoming so famous could somehow damage Italy's image in the world?
No, because, for example, Gomorrah is a big metaphor of our life, a big metaphor of every cities and every country all around the world. You can find a Gomorrah everywhere here in L.A., in LA too, in Brazil, in China, in Australia, in Russia, everywhere there's a Gomorrah, because Gomorrah is a cancer of our society, a cancer that destroy the people that became part of this cancer. And this is the reason why everyone all around the world loves the show, because we talk about something, relationship in a family or relationship in a mob clan, and this kind of relationship, it's the same all around the world. So just for a situation, we talk about Gomorrah in Naples and in Neapolitan, but it can be made in every city and in every country all around the world.
Also, Gomorrah became very famous also in the U.S., because of subtitles, so a new way to watch movies and TV series that somehow opens the market. Do you think it's true that this kind of new way of enjoying contents is gonna change?
Absolutely. This is a new way of I think series like Gomorrah, like La Casa de Papel, like Squid Game make the history, because made a lot of audience in a non-English language, and this is very important for me. And as well, the American people, the English people, and all the people that they don't like the subtitles start to love TV show in no English language, and start to understand that it can be a really important experience to be to understand the language that you don't know, to work TV show and movies in a language that you don't know. It's an exchange of feeling. I think this is really, really important.
Talking about feelings, we are in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, the city of dreams, they call it. Are you dreaming of working maybe in a big Hollywood production in the future?
You know, it's already happens to me, because I work in a series like Fargo. I was in Chicago for 7 months before the COVID, and it was really great. It was amazing, an unbelievable experience. Just the COVID stopped my relation with the industry, but I think it's just the beginning. We can do a lot of things. We will see.
Last question. So let's dream. No, again, the city of dreams. What would be your dream movie and your dream character? And which actor would you like to work with?
I don't know. I would like to do a superhero, for example. I would love it to do it, and I would love to work with directors like Tarantino, Scorsese, and actors amazing actors and actresses. It will be a dream for me, but not just because they are stars, you know. It's because I'm a competitive. I wanna understand how I can do and what I can do to be better, you know. That's why, and it's an opportunity for grow up, I think.
Thank you very much. So from Los Angeles, Film in Italy 2022, we're talking with Salvatore Esposito, Gennaro Savastano for the big public. Thank you very much for Frame Radio. I am Matteo Guidoni, and see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much to you. Ciao.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.